Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. For this week's topic, we will be going over emotional intelligence and the effects of COVID-19 on the professional skill. Today, I will be joined by my colleagues. And if you could please briefly introduce yourself, starting with Chao Lei.
Hello, guys. My name is Chao Lei. I am a junior at the Chiap Mason University, and my major is Management Information System. Thank you for being here today with us. Next, my partner will introduce himself. Francisco?
Hey, my name is Francisco Marin. I'm also a junior at George Mason University, and my major is in accounting. I do appreciate you taking the time to listen to our podcast. Now for Saida.
Hi, everyone. This is Saida Tasmin. I'm a junior at George Mason University with a major in Management Information System.
And I am John Cashmere, a current GMU sophomore with a major in finance. And together, we are Team 5. Through this podcast, we will describe what emotional intelligence is and what recent changes we have noticed within our own emotional intelligence, and what are some strategies that can help you improve your own emotional intelligence. As you listen to our podcast, we hope you can ponder about your own emotional intelligence, and if you have noticed any changes that may have been caused by the recent social isolations. Now that we got introductions out of the way, let's move on to explaining emotional intelligence and how it's relevant in today's world. We'll do this in reverse order from introductions. So let's start off with Seda.
Thanks, John. So emotional intelligence is the ability to keep track of the emotions of oneself and those around them, while also using them to guide decisions and behavior. It involves discerning between varied feelings and identifying them effectively based on the situations. Researchers have taken the initiative of determining the factors that affect emotional intelligence and display their importance. As stated by Laura Mary in her articles for the Bloomberg School of Public Health, emotional intelligence accounts for nearly 90% of what sets high performers apart from other with similar technical skills and knowledge. As students and emerging professionals learn how to hone their emotional intelligence, they will be able to strengthen bonds with those around them and become an increasingly desired asset for companies. Now, Francisco will explain their professional relevance.
Yeah, so in the professional environment, people need to know how to navigate others and their own emotions when it comes to a team environment. While working, you'll find yourself required to collaborate with others often, even with people you may dislike, and are assigned a common goal to achieve. Therefore, it is almost a given that there will be some sort of conflict, whether it be personal or professional, that will need to be dealt with. When that time comes, emotion and frustration are the last things you want to be used within communications, because it will display unprofessionalism and ineffective in reaching a solution. As described in Travis Bardberry's explanation for the World Economic Forum, emotional intelligence is the strongest predictor of performance, explaining a full 58% of success in all types of jobs. Keeping emotions of others and oneself in check will allow for a better perspective and approach to the variety of situations that may come up. It will be even harder now to handle these type of situations, as all communications have transferred online and body language is much harder to read. Now, Chao will go over the academic importance.
Education have students set up their foundation of emotional intelligence that they will then build upon as they grow older. Since this transition to online learning, students use virtual space to check in with their classmates, making it harder for students to practice emotional intelligence. However, there are many other skills that are affected with this lack of in-person lesson. According to Lauren Landy in her entry for the Harvard Business School, mastering emotional intelligence will allow for the role of self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and maintaining relationships. As students move forward in this COVID era, they will have trouble or will take extended amount of time to fully grasp the concept of emotional intelligence.
Great points, everyone. As you can see, emotional intelligence is a major factor of professional and academic careers. Now let's move on to our own personal experiences. I'll start us off and then we can move around. I remember before COVID-19, I loved visiting the campus and attending on-campus events. It was something I looked forward to every week, as it gave me the opportunity to make a lot of friends and also elevate my college experience. I loved visiting professional fairs and skill workshops that would help me advance towards my future career. And I actively used the Mason Gym, where I regularly played basketball with my friends. But now with COVID, that part of my college experience is gone. And I often find myself yearning for those times again. Since COVID has started, I haven't made many friends or professional connections, which has caused me to become quite anxious of my future and academic career. I also stopped working out as my motivation levels have reached an all-time low. Sometimes at night, I lay in bed and think about how crazy the situation is and realizing that the world will never be the same. Nevertheless, I move forward using emotional intelligence to know that it's more beneficial to think of positives rather than negatives. To cope with my new situation, I have began going to more virtual fairs and also joining clubs, as I realize it's not hard to make friends online when you have a common interest. And for the working out situation, maybe I can get a new membership for my New Year's resolution. Now, Chao, can you tell us about your experience?
Thank you, Johns. I think when COVID-19 happened, I experienced a lot of fear and anxiety. Most of fear and anxiety was about how it could affect my friendship. I used to meet my friends and classmates almost every day at Jeff Mason campus. However, I stopped seeing my friends because of social distancing during COVID-19. We started to contact each other by texting and talking on the phone at least one time per week, but our connection is not as strong as before. Moreover, if we meet up at this campus, we have to wear a mask and stay 6 feet apart. I was sad and upset about not being close to them at the beginning, but I realized that I had to stay safe for myself and my family. Even though a lot of that stress weighed on my mind, I used my emotional intelligence to not let fear get in the way of my goals, since it's much more important for my future. Although it makes everything more difficult right now, I believe that experiencing anxiety now and then is a normal part of life. I have been maintaining my emotions during unpredictable times with the use of emotional intelligence and self-regulation. Doing activities such as regularly talking with friends and going on walks with them as well. Let's hear Francisco's experience through COVID-19.
Yeah, life throughout the university has changed drastically. Before the pandemic, there was always a person in sight on campus, friends, coworkers, whoever it may be. But now it's more comparable to a ghost town. The last time I was at campus for my in-person lecture, I decided I would go into the Johnson Center for the heck of it. As most people at George Mason know, the Johnson Center is the place that everyone goes to either eat, study, or just relax. But when I got there, there was basically no one. At max, I saw 15 people, if that. It is just crazy how much this pandemic has changed the campus. This is not the only thing that's changed. I think my experience obtaining resources has changed quite a bit. The prime example is meeting with teachers. Most of the time, you must utilize methods that involve the internet. There are occasions that you may ask the teacher in person for assistance, but that's only limited to those that have taken part in hybrid courses. Overall, these factors have led to a more disconnected college experience. Therefore, emotional intelligence is key to accepting that for the time being, school will not be the same, and we must persevere in order to get the most out of our current situation. Now for Saida.
So since I'm taking synchronous classes, it has been an intensely different environment to what I'm used to. So it is hard to stay motivated these days because it is becoming more and more difficult to find a sense of normalcy in our everyday lives. in a normal setting, I would go to schools, talk to my friends, sit in the classrooms with the classmates, and incorporate my ideas into a discussion. However, nowadays, it is just me sitting in front of the laptop in my room for hours on end. Sometimes it feels like the same routine every day. Wake up, turn on my laptop, eat, finish assignments, sleep, repeat. I consider myself as a social person. So this sudden loneliness and lack of human interactions left me frustrated and angry. Compared to on-campus classes, there are so many distractions around my houses that keep me from focusing on the lectures. On another note, the workload placed on students has become too heavy and burdensome, whereas previously we had a few assignments a day. These days, the amount has surpassed to the point where students are losing sleep while attempting to complete them. This increased pressure on the students' populations has brought them emotional stress, anxiety to the body. I regularly think to myself about when the pandemic will be over and when I can return to my life I left behind in March. Although the circumstances presented to me aren't ideal, I know I must persevere through the situations that has been presented to me and it through using my emotional intelligence. I will stay motivated ensuring I keep a hopeful and positive mindset during the pandemic and eagerly wait for the thing to get better.
Thank you everyone for being open and sharing some of your personal life with us to show how COVID truly has been affecting our emotional intelligence one way or the other. After discussing our own experience and thoughts, we will now move on to some ways you as a viewer can maintain or improve your own emotional intelligence. Let's start off with Chow.
Thanks, John. To me, taking care of our emotional health and matching normal anxiety is very important towards emotional intelligence. There are many steps that we can take, such as getting adequate sleep, proper nutrition, regular exercise, and listening to the music. I believe having a good sleep and regular exercise can decrease stress and help boost our immune system and better emotional intelligence. Let's hear how Francisco does during this difficult time.
Yeah, for me, it's all about communication. Find a way to have some communication with those besides your family. It can be exhausting having to talk with the same people every day. So being able to talk to someone, whether it be over FaceTime, Skype, Discord, whatever, having someone to express emotions to will help with not becoming insane, especially in these times of a pandemic. By talking more and more to people, you will become more aware of not only your own emotions, but those of who you communicate with. Now let's hear from Saida.
So a helpful way to keep your emotions intact is by knowing your strengths and weaknesses, which creates room for improvement. By writing out what we need to work on, one can get a better idea what they need to focus on as they interact with others. Another great activity for this is taking time to meditate and or relax from extended periods of work and stress. While we are all in stressful times, it is important to know that everyone is going through the same thing and that we must show empathy towards one another as we move forward. So what are your thoughts, John?
Well, something I think everyone should do is try to put themselves in other people's shoes and try to understand where they're coming from and what they are feeling. By understanding that, you can then understand how to interact with them and the vocabulary needed for the context of the situation. As the phrase goes, treat others how you want to be treated. Well, that wraps it up for our podcast. We wish we could go further in depth, but I believe that's all the time we had allotted today. We hope you were able to learn something new today that you will go on to use and positively affect your life. With learning emotional intelligence, you help your climb within the business world and reach new heights. We have put a lot of time and effort researching this topic and would like to thank you for taking the time to listen to us. Till the next time, Team 5 signing off.